We've been reporting this week on the increase in the numbers of European nurses coming to work in the NHS. It's come after a cut in the number of UK training places for nurses, and it's left countries like Portugal and Spain short of their own skilled staff. Health Education England says the training places here are now being increased, but European nursing leaders have been angered by some aspects of the UK recruitment process. Our health correspondent Jane Draper reports.
I'm Andrea, I'm an Italian nurse and I work in theatres in Barton Hospitals.
New arrivals to the NHS in the West Midlands.
Hi, I'm Sandra, I'm from Spain, working at the University Hospital of North Staffordshire.
They're in a film made for Health Education England, which is being used to attract other European nurses. The speakers are asked why they moved to the UK.
I think the money is the big opportunity in this country and the lack of opportunities back in my country, Portugal.
Career opportunities and the opportunity to develop my skills as a nurse.
Foreign nurses have played a significant and valued role in the NHS for decades. And of course, European workers are free to move. But Portugal is worried about nursing shortages. Increasing numbers of young graduates are tempted by British salaries that are three times what they'd earn at home. Dr. Bruno Gomes, the vice president of Portugal's nursing regulator, describes the strategies of some recruiters.
They have a very aggressive tactic. They do big conferences in nursing schools in the fourth year of the degree. The companies, mainly from UK, they came to the schools, they speak to the nurses. Another condition that they are offering is language training for free, and for the first 3 months or 6 months, they also offer a place for them to live.
Sometimes the NHS enters into formal overseas agreements. 150 nurses from Venice came to three hospitals in Manchester in this way. But there have been occasions when the promises made by agencies have turned sour. Dr. Gennaro Rocco helps lead Italy's nursing colleges.
We've only had a very few complaints from nurses who maybe were promised that they could go and work, let's say, in a hospital, and then in the end they were not in a hospital but just providing basic care. Or in other occasions they were maybe gaining a lower salary than the salary they were promised.
The Association of Professional Staffing Companies, which represents UK recruitment firms, admits this misrepresentation can happen. It says suppliers to the NHS do work ethically and professionally, but a minority of firms, not always UK ones, are shipping over a large quantity of workers without appropriate support. In Spain, which has the largest number of nurses here, around 2,000 arrived last year alone, this provokes anger.
Que engaña, que mienten.
They lie, they fool nurses. So perhaps a group of nurses go to a country, rent a flat, they think they're going to work at a hospital, and that company for temporary work sends nurses one day to a hospital in one city, another day to a different hospital in a different city.
That's Dr. Máximo Jurado, the president of the Spanish Council of Nursing. He's calling on the UK to be better prepared in the coming years.
It is a problem of poor planning by the National Health Service, the NHS. Any other health service in any country has to do appropriate planning for the future, because otherwise there will always be a lack of nurses, and nurses will have to be recruited in other countries. That is what we are trying to do here, adequate planning for the future, in order not to have such a big gap.
Jane Draper reporting. Well, Sabina Torgler is Director of English for Nurses, an organisation that trains foreign nurses coming to the UK. She's in our Bristol studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm assuming from the name of your company that it is primarily language training you're giving.
Yes, indeed. And it's based on us overseas nurses. When we came to the country 12 years ago, we're writing and teaching our own medical nursing terminology courses to other overseas nurses who are coming to the UK and start their career within the NHS.
And in your experience, how long does it take until, well, I'm sure it will vary from person to person, but in general terms, until a nurse is at the level where they're going to be able to operate competently and to feel comfortable in this country?
We always say to the cohort of nurses who are coming to the UK, it takes around 12 months to be able to understand the whole system of the NHS, to understand the British nursing culture, and as well with the language skills, it takes around 3 to 6 months to get into the gear of medical and nursing terminology.
But they're working in the meantime, aren't they? They're working from the time they arrive. So at the beginning, despite the help from people like you, they're going to be working and perhaps not be fully equipped to cope with that environment.
Yes, indeed. They are part of a preceptorship programme, which is a programme which was implemented by the Department of Health a few years ago. They have a mentor on the ward, and they will be chaperoned and until they feel confident enough, they will always have time to reflect on their skills with the registered nurse on the ward. So therefore, they have support on the ward. So, yes.
And do you hear people say the kinds of things that we just heard in that report from our health correspondent, that sometimes the expectations they had or the promises they were made weren't quite the same as what they discovered in Britain?
Well, luckily, we are not working with the temporary staffing agencies. We're working with big NHS trust in the UK. And obviously, I was listening to the report and I was very shocked about this and obviously what was reported in the media. So we honestly can say the nurses who we have taught over the last 3 years, they have been in a very good programme. They are well looked after and, yes, we wouldn't support this this program, which was mentioned in your report anyway. So right. We're an overseas nurses network.
So being under one NHS trust and therefore put in one hospital makes yes. all the difference.
Yes, indeed. So they're well looked after. They're mentored throughout the last 12 months. And as I said, we're an overseas nurses network. We are overseas nurses ourselves, and we're supporting almost the next generation of overseas nursing coming to the UK. We would never support this kind of recruitment, which was just mentioned in your report.
Sabina Torgler, thank you.
Thank you.